Kiribus, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Yud Tes. Here at the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, again, we started talking about the Tumah Tahara stuff, specifically washing your hands for, we said that, if you remember, the five levels of Kochim, of Tumah, and really Tahara. The Chazal decided that you should either wash your hands, dip in the mikvah, etc., etc. We started that Mishnah yesterday, and we have obviously a lot more on that today. So we have the Beis, it starts five lines up, Tumah Rabbanan on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Hanota Yodov, Nizkavin Yodov Tehoros, Lo Nizkavin Yodov Tumeos. And the idea is that a person, not only does a person have to dip his hands, let's say, in the mikvah or wash his hands, but he also has to have kavana for whatever level that he's having. If he has to also have intention that for stam, meaning that he's being metaher his hands. So therefore, if he had kavanas, then it's tahor. If he didn't, then it's tami. V'chein, so too, right, for the different levels, he also has to have intention for the proper levels. Niskavein yodov tahoros. V'chein amatbil yodov, meaning hanotel yodov, meaning if you wash your hands, right, so you have to wash your hands. V'chein amatbil yodov, and so too, if you dip your hands in the mikvah, so niskavein yodov tahoros, lo niskavein yodov tameos. The Gemara says, I v'atanya kevan, bein niskavein, bein lo niskavein yodov tahoros. But another brisa says that kavana doesn't matter. So which is it? Do you have to have kavana when you dip your hands in the mikvah or wash your hands? Or do you not? Some Rav Nachman, Lokasha, Kala Chulin, Kala Meiser. It depends. If it's Chulin, which again, if you can program your head, Chulin is regular food. It just makes things a lot more easier to understand. So if you're talking about Chulin, regular food, so then, yeah, okay, fine. So then you don't need kavana. But Meiser does require kavana, an intention to purify your hands for whatever you happen to be doing. What do you mean? Chulin does not require kavana, right? To wash your hands for doesn't you don't have to have intention. The time is the Mishnah. Let's say you're on the beach, right? And a wave, right, the waves are high today, surfs up, and there's a wave kind of comes on the shore, right? Again, if it's part of the ocean, so then it, obviously the ocean. Again, depending on who you like, but the Pasha says the ocean is a mikvah. But let's say the water is nitlash, gal nitlash. The wave detaches, right? It kind of is no longer part of the ocean. But that wave is so big that there is 40 saw, there is enough of a mikvah, right, in that single wave, right? And now it's crashing down on you. So what's the deal? So if enough lava adam al kalim, and if it fell on something, meaning either you or kalim, whatever, send to Horin, then everything's tahor. Right, so, and the Katani Adam Dum Yud Kalim. And the parallel there is connection between Adam and Kalim, right? Person and utensils, right? Ma Kalim lo dilo mechavne, af Adam lo mechavne, right? Just like obviously Kalim, clothing, utensils, etc., don't have any kavana, so a person doesn't need kavana. So you see clearly that for a person does not need kavana for to do netila, to wash his hands, or to be metame, to be metaher his hands for chulin. Kama says, well, why did you learn it? Adam dumi de kalim. Why did you learn it that people are comparable to kalim? Why didn't you say that kalim are comparable to people? Right, that would teach us the opposite. Right, again, that's the Gemara asks. So why did you learn it like that? Dilma, maybe it's biyoshiv metzape. Right, maybe the guy is sitting there waiting. Right, he sees the waves coming. Right, the guy's sitting there on the beach, he's not blind, right? He's not as surprised that the wave is crashing down on him. It's a big wave, 40 saws, it's a lot of water. So maybe he's sitting there waiting. And Amos Hayitlash Hagal Askinan, right? The case is where he's sitting, he's waiting for this water to fall on him. V'kelim dimi da'adam. And therefore, and you do it the other way, that the kelim, the utensils, are similar to a person. Ma'adam debar kavana, af kelim demechavin lehu. Right, just like a person needs to have kavana, so too, anything, clothing, etc., that you're going to dip, have the water fall on, that you also have to have kavana for them. If you'll tell me, well, if you tell me that if a guy is sitting and waiting for the wave to crash on him, well, that's pashut, right? Obviously, right? Just like a person dips in the mikvah, waits for water to fall on him. Right? Again, it's obvious that it works, right? If that whole enterprise works, right? So, so Gemara says, no, you still need to teach me this halakha that a person is sitting there waiting for the water to fall on him. Is good. Why? Because Dilma Asu Limitbal Bachardilis Shal Geshamin. Because you might have thought that a person, that we're going to say that is no good, that they're waiting for the wave to crash on him is no good, because maybe he'll then come to do tevila to go to purify himself, right? In a Chardilis Shal Geshamin. That's when rain is falling down a slope, is on a slanted slope. Again, there's a tremendous amount of rain there, so there's enough for 40 saw. So you might have thought that that was what we're concerned about. There will be gozer that is no good. Again, Rashi gives a couple of reasons why that happens to be no good. You can check it out over there. Again, just one of them is that we don't consider it to be an entire body of water, but whereas a wave can be kind of like detached and like kind of and one single kind of body of water, when you have constant rainwater running down some sort of slope or roof or whatever, so obviously that's a tremendous amount of water, but it's running, it's flowing, it's moving. It's not moving as much as the, it's moving more than the wave, and therefore the wave is considered to be legit, and the rainwater flowing down is not. Inami, or would be concerned, meaning the, or you have to tell me that the wave is good, because you might have thought Nigzor Rishon, not Rishon, Russian Atu Kippen. You might have thought that we're going to be gozer that you, a person should not dip in the actual wave, because you may then come to dip in the top of the wave. Kippen is like literally right, like the arch of the wave, the top of the wave, the crest of the wave. So Kamash Malan, the logos are nuts. Therefore, you have to tell me that there is no gzera, and you can actually use this 40 saw wave to be a matar yourself. I mean, not saying the lama feeling the kippen. How do you know that we actually don't do that? The tanya has within the raisa. Mapilim berushin. They might be in the kippen, right? Pretty straightforward. You can use the body of the wave, but not the top of it, right? Not the crest. The fish ain't might be in the avir, because you can't do tvila. You can't do tvila right in the air, right in the middle again, because presumably right the top of the wave right is up in the air. Right, and you can't do that in the middle, right? You have to, what's it called? You have to be, standing there in actual, you can't use the top of it. And again, the idea here is that you're using just the top of it. Like, maybe you're sticking, like, some sort of clear or something, right? The wave is crashing over you, and you stick, some sort of keli, some sort of utensil, right, with your hand up into the top of the crest of the wave, right? That would be no good. Right, so Elameha, so the Gemara says, meaning Pasha says, we just learned that, meaning, what do we say, right? Originally, we said, Menah temer dechulin lo boy kavana. How do you know that you don't need to do, you don't need to have kavana to be a matar yourself for chulin? We quoted this Bryce, and then we said, how do you know? Maybe you should learn that Bryce the other way, to teach me that you actually do need kavana. So the Gemara says, Ella meha. Really, the mucker is like this. Tatan, with another Mishnah. Peres shenaflu toch amas mayim. Amas mayim. If produce falls into a stream of water, so upasha may mi sheyadav tameos, and somebody who's tame stuck his hand into the water without lana and took it out. So what's the deal? So yadav tahoros uperan peros inan b'chiyutan. Right, to save your apple from the river, so you stick your hands in there. So the deal is that your hands are tahor, right? Even though you were tameh, right? And again, meaning it counts as washing, but the fruit, the peros, in b'chiyutan, they are not considered to be b'chiyutan. What does that mean? So there's a halacha. The halacha is that fruit or food is not mekabel tuma unless it becomes in contact with liquid, with water. There are seven liquids, right? Yad shafatam, that will make the fruit susceptible to water, susceptible to tumah. Excuse me. And basically, that was what we darshan out from chiyutan is that you need to want the liquid to fall onto the fruit. So the case is here again. If you stuck your hand in just to save the apple from going downstream, so that does not count. Meaning that doesn't count. Right? They fell into the water by accident, and that doesn't count in making the apple susceptible to be mekabel tuma. But if the guy stuck his hands into the river also to wash his hands, so then yadav taharos. Okay, that works. And then you're telling me that the fruit is b'chiyutan, meaning then you do want the water right on both your hands and obviously the fruit. Now that doesn't say anything about the fruit, so that's what Rashi explains. Right? That's a chazal, right? Everybody asks on Rashi, what do you mean? Chiyutan is not about washing your hands, it's about washing the fruit. Okay, so one of the answers could be that that the water on your hands then touches the apple. Right? Again, you wanted the water on your hands, so then you stuck it, right? And then you touched the apples, and that water is water that you did want to go on the apple. Okay, either way, but tachlis, what do you see from this, Brysa? That it doesn't matter whether you had kavana to wash your hands or not, right? You stuck the water in, right? If you wanted to stick the water, if you wanted to stick your hands in the water to wash them off, so then your hands are tahor and it is bichiyutan, and then the apple is susceptible to tumah. If you didn't, if you were just trying to save the apple, so then your hands are still tahor, and the apple is not susceptible to tumah. But pashas is, right? Obviously, right? The hands are tahor regardless. So that tells me that you don't necessarily need kavana for regular food. Esri Rabbi Lo Rav Nachman, Rabbi Esri Rav Nachman, Natova Lechulin, Luchzak Lechulin, also the Meiser. Right, one second, right? Our Mishnah said, right, if you do go to the mikvah for chulin, right, and you have intention to be tovel for chulin, so that's fine for chulin, but you're not allowed to eat meiser. So apparently, you see that huchzagin lo huchzaglo, right? Again, it seems to be that only if you have intention to be metaher yourself for chulin is that going to work. So Gemara says, how can Kamar? No, really, what the Mishnah meant was afal pisha huchzag lo chulin, even though, right, he had kavana to be metaher himself for chulin, also the meiser, he's not allowed to eat meiser, meaning we're not saying anything about the actual tahara of the chulin. All we're saying is that if a person is tahara for chulin, he's not tahara for meiser. So Isve asking another kasha, right? Rabbi says, Tavav lo huksak, again, our Mishnah, right? Tavav lo huksak, if you went to the mikvah, you didn't have any intention to be matar for whatsoever. So then, kiilu lo tavav, right? It's as if he didn't go to the mikvah. It's my love, kiilu lo tavav l'chal, right? Doesn't that imply he didn't go to the mikvah at all? So I said, lo, meaning, because again, the implication would be that if he didn't have any kavana, he should still be tahor for chulin, right? But here we see it's as if he didn't go to the mikvah at all. So Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean it's as if he didn't go to the mikvah at all. It's kiilu lo tavav l'meiser. It's as if he didn't go to the mikvah for meiser. Well, tavav l'chulin, but for chulin, but for regular food, right? Even if you didn't have kavana to go to the mikvah, so then you are totally fine, and that works, and you are tahor. Who savor? So Rabba, who savor dechi kamad chile? So Rabba just thought that Rav Nachman was just kind of pushing him away, like leaving him alone, like leave me alone. Right? He's trying to give him a lousy answer. But nathak dak v'ashkach, right? But he went and he found a brisa of the Tanya, he found a brisa that says top of lohuksok also the ma'aser mutar lechulin. If he didn't have kavana, he is allowed to eat chulin, and then sure enough, right? So Rav Nachman was right when he responded to Rabba that that's what our Mishnah means. Okay. Our Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Tava v'Allah masik atmo l'chol ma sheyirtza." If a person went to the mikvah, right, and got up, right, but again, meaning he left, right, he's out of the mikvah, and he didn't realize, right, he didn't have intent in kavana, so he can then, you know, have whatever kavana he wants. I mean, it doesn't have to happen in, right, the mikvah mamash, right, when he comes out, but he's able to kind of, what's it called, to decide, oh, you know what, I'm going to have truma, or whatever it was. So Gemara says, Maseri, really, that's true? Right, so Gemara says, Odehu raglo achas b'mayim, right, huksak l'davarka, right, Odehu raglo achas b'mayim, if he still has a foot in the water, meaning if he's still somewhat in the water, then huksak l'davarka, maksak asma l'davarchamur, right, if he originally wanted to be tovel, to go to the mikvah for something that was light, let's say for Maseri, so maksak asma l'davarchamur, he can switch it, right, and then decide that he wants to be tovel to go to the mikvah for, I don't know, for truma. So Allah, but if once he's out already, shuvein amachzik, then he can't. Right, so my love, in amachzik klal, doesn't even seem to imply that after he's out of the mikvah, he can't change his mind at all, he can't decide what he wants at all. So he says, no, that's not what it means. It means, odehu, afal pish huksak machzik. Right, what the price means is that even though, right, if odehu, if he's still in the water, so then, even though he hooks up, meaning he had some sort of intention, maxik, he can change it. But Allah, once he's up, and lo hooks up maxik, if he didn't have any kavana, he can have kavana now, but in hooks up, but if he decided that he was, let's say he had originally intention for meiser, so then he can't switch it. Mantana, who's the one who holds like this? Mantana odeo ragla achas b'mayim, who's the one who holds that you gotta have one foot in the water? Right, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Sanhedrin will learn the Mishnah. Right, mikvah she nimdad v'yesh bar b'yim saw mechuvenes. If they measure a mikvah, and it's exactly 40 saw. So obviously, if a person goes in, so there's going to be less than 40 saw. So what happens? Right, yardu, meaning it's good enough for one person, but let's say that person leaves. Right, he's going to take some of the water with him. Let's say yardu shnayim v'taluzer chazeh. If two people go to that mikvah, so harishan tahor v'sheni tameh. The first guy's good because it was exactly 40 saw. Right, but the second guy, right, the first guy comes out. Right, so then it's less than 40 saw. So the second guy is still tummy. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, that meaning that's the Tanakh Kamashita. Rabbi Yehuda says, "In my raglav shall risho nogus b'mayim afasheni tahor." If the first guy was still touching, but right, if he's still in there, right, nogus b'mayim, if he's still touching the water, so then the second guy is tahor because we use all the water that's on the guy's body, right? He's still touching, so therefore That counts. So that we see that that's the Tana who holds, right? That it's 1 foot, right, in the water, right? He's still considered to be in the mikvah. So there he can still change his mind, right, in terms of what kind of level of tumah that he wants to be tovo from. Amar Nachma Amar Rabba Baravua Machlokas Bamalos Derabanah. So now we're going to have two opinions in terms of what the machlokas is. One of them is going to be like Rabbi Pidas, and one of them is going to be against Rabbi Pidas. So first of all, Rav Nachman says that this version of Rav Nachman is like Rabbi Pidas. That the machlokas is only midrabbanan. But if you tell me per mamish tuma daraisa, the divrei kol sheni, tell me everybody agrees that the second guy is tamei, meaning this is only for levels, and that's exactly what we just said, because we're talking about changing your levels. Right, changing the levels higher or lower, right, I guess not lower, but higher, right, if he's still in the mikvah, right, then he's allowed, then he's considered to be still in the mikvah, and that's what Rabbi Pida said. It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita who says that if you're in the mikvah, you can change your levels. Again, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anything about changing your levels. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about, right, if you have 40 saw in the mikvah and two people go in, one after, do we view as if the second guy is still in the mikvah? So Rabbi Pida says that's the Shita that we need, right, to tell me that you can change your mind considering that you're still in the mikvah. Okay, that's, and if that's the Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Midr Abanan, right, so then that's what we're talking about. Meaning that our case of switching levels, again, the levels are all midrabanan. So if you're telling me that the machlokes is midrabanan, but midaraisa, everybody agrees that the second guy is tamei, right? So that's fine, right? Hani Rabbi Pidas, that's Rabbi Pidas Shita. But some people say Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua machlokes mitum latara. That no, the machlokes is midaraisa. Right, but Avamalos Midrabanan did recall Hashem Ava Sheni Tamar. But Midrabanan, we're talking about changing levels. Then everybody agrees that the meaning. Well, specifically, everybody agrees that the second guy is Tamar, and certainly, right, you can still change your level. That's plagued the Rabbi Pidas. That's against Rabbi Pidas because Rabbi Pidas says it was only Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Midrabanan, the second guy, is still in the mikvah. But here we're saying, according to this version, that even the Chachamim hold that the second guy is also in the mikvah. And can still change whatever level he wants. Amar Ula says, "Boy, Menei Rabbi Yochanan." They asked Rabbi Yochanan, or he asked Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Ma'ul Lahatbil Mechtin Vitzinorios Barosh Shal Rishon. Are you allowed to be tovel? Meaning, when we say the guy's still in the mikvah, meaning how far do we really take that? Right? Do we say, are we able to stick a needle? And the tzinorios is also something that they used to. I get used for weaving. Are you allowed to stick a needle, for example, in this guy? Not in his head, but it says it. Barosh Shal Adam doesn't mean stick him through a forehead. It means, like, let's say, in his hair. Are you allowed to stick a needle in his hair where it's still sopping wet? Do we consider him and the water on him still to be in the mikvah to the extent that you can stick a needle in his hair, right, and have that tovel and have that work? Right now, what this is predicated on, as we'll say in a second, is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we say a concept of good achis. Now, we had good achis back in Erevin, primarily, and in Sukkah as well, certainly. The concept of that basically good achis, there's a good achis and good asik. Good achis says we extend something downwards. So if you have, let's say, if you remember from Sukkah, if you have a mechitza that goes within one tefach of the ground is a bad example because it's lovely. But let's just to use that concept to illustrate that, let's say you have a mechitza that goes downwards. So if it's one tefach off the floor, we'll assume that it continues down to the ground. Now, as I said, that's not a great example because this lovewood is a different example. Is different. Halacha in play there, but let's just say. I mean, it's the idea that something will extend downwards. Good asik is the idea that something will extend upwards. So, for example, if you have a 10 tefach tall mechitza, so we saw right in those mezaktos that you assume that the wall goes straight up and goes higher. That's how a lot of sukkahs are kosher because they have. Let's say you combine lovewood with good asik, and you can basically have a wall that goes straight up all the way to the top, all the way to the schach, even though it's just consisted of a couple of straps of fabric. But either way, so meaning when we say that the guy is still in the mikvah, that's using the concept of good achis. So when we say that the guy is still in the mikvah, do we assume good achis, meaning that the water itself is going down, and therefore whoever is in the mikvah, right, the mikvah itself, which is 39.99 sa, and you have a little bit of water on the guy, so we assume good achis that the water goes down, and therefore the mikvah is full. But so that's what we say. Do we say good achis isle the Rabbi Yehuda, good asik lesle? But he doesn't hold of good asik, meaning that we don't hold that the water goes up, meaning it's not a contiguous body of water? Do we assume that the 0.001% of the water that's on the guy is also still in the mikvah? Or do we also assume that the waters are entirely connected, and therefore the waters in the mikvah also go up? So if you stick a needle in the guy's hair, so then it will become tahor. Right? Or Vilma, or maybe we don't say, or do we also say that? Meaning, do we say that or not? Meaning, do we say that or not? So Amar Lei, so he said back then, it's actually a brisa. Shalosh gumamios banachal. If you have three pits, not the opposite of hills, right? Three little, not valleys, but three little pits, right? That are on Nachal. Nachal is a river, but meaning it's really here we're talking about in a valley. And Hel Yona Tachtona Vemtoyas, and they're on three different levels. Right? One top, middle, really says top, bottom, and middle. So Hel Yona Vatachtona Shel Esrim Saw, right? The top and bottom have 20 saw each, right? Obviously that's 40 saw, that's enough for a mikvah. Vemtoyas, but the middle one is Shel Barim Saw. The middle one has 40 saw in its own right. Vacharidul Shel Gishamim Overes Beneihem. And this Charidul Shel Gishamim that we talked about before, there's a slope of water. Right, that's going a diagonal slope of water that's from the rain, right, is going through, right, again from top to bottom, so you can, again, all of the water is technically, theoretically connected. So Rabbi Huda says, Meir Haya Omer, that Rabbi Meir holds, Matyu Belayona, you can go to the mikvah in the top one, because we assume that the waters in the lower ones, right, are connected to the ones in the top. So we do say, good Asik, we will say that the water goes up, and therefore you can actually stick this needle, right, in the guy's hair. I have a Tanya Rabbi Huda Omer, but then we learn that Rabbi Huda himself says, Meir Haya Omer, Rabbi Meir used to say, the Matu Belayona, Va'ani Omer, Betachtonov Lo Belayona, that Rabbi Huda, when he quoted Rabbi Meir the first time, he was just quoting Rabbi Meir, but he wasn't saying that he agrees with him, because Rabbi Huda says that, no, you can only go in the bottom one, but not the top one. So really, Rabbi Huda holds good achis, but not good asik, meaning that the water goes down and not up. So Amar Lei said back to him, okay, fine, itanya tanya, right, if that's what it says, so then, Beseder, I wasn't aware necessarily of that brisa. Okay, the Mishnah said, Atovo l'chulin huchzen l'chulin, someone who goes to the mikveh with intention to be tor for a chulin, so that's fine, but it's no good, right, for any of the levels above, right, Maaser Sheni, for Truma, etc. Mani Masnisen, whose shita is this? Rabbanan needs. The Rabbanan, the Shani Lu, Bein Chulin, the Maaser. They have a difference between Maaser and Chulin. Again, remember in the Mishnah we quoted five levels, right, Chulin level one, Maaser number two. Okay, so it's the Chachamim who hold there's a difference between Maaser and Chulin. But in Masefa, what about the second part of the Mishnah? Right, if you remember, I didn't really mention it yesterday, but if you remember, right, the Mishnah says, Bigdei Amaretz Midras Prusin, right, Bigdei Prusin Midras Laochli Truma, well, we jumped a step, right, we said to Truma, and then to Chata, and then to Kodshim, and then to Mechatas, right, but we skipped a step, we started on level two. Right, so we kind of grouped Meiser and Chulin together. So Asan Rabbi Meir, that seems to be Rabbi Meir's Shita, the Amar Chulin Meiser Behadadininu, says that they're the same. So Reisha Rabbanan Sefer Rabbi Meir, so what do you mean? So the first one is the Rabbanan Shita, and the second part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. That's usually not how it works. But the Gemara says, actually it's true. Reisha Rabbanan Sefer Rabbi Meir. Right? Sure enough, right? Gee, what are you going to do? I mean, that seems very clearly that the Rabbanan hold that there's a difference between Chulin and Meiser, and Rabbi Meir holds that they are the same level. Rav Acha Bar Ada has a different answer. He says, Masli Lo B'Seifa B'Chamesh Malos. He just adds the fifth level, right, to the Seifa. Right? He doesn't start, his text in the Mishnah doesn't have starting us on the second level, or the Bigdei Amaretz Midrash L'Prusim, right, and then jumping to Truma, right, so he actually has all five of the levels, right, Umoku L'Kulu G'Rabbanan, and therefore, right, the whole Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. Okay, Rabbosu, we'll stop here. We'll go right there on the Shas tomorrow. Have a great day, depending on where you're listening to this.